Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shabbos daf Tzadi Hey, and we're starting about the fourth line with the words Amar Avba, and in the middle of the daf, it's all the way at the beginning of Ayin Ches Amar Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored Lilo Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Uliyah. So this machlekes in the Mishnah Tanakama and Rabbi Huda whether or not a person is allowed to tie a rope to the bucket for the well. The Tanakama said no, and Rabbi Huda said yes. So now we clarify this from Avba. He says Bechavol Shachol Himas Nisa. The machlekes says with Bechavol Shachol. What is this? Bechavol Shu Meshuchol Piskia. It's a woven rope that's being attached to the bucket, and that's our whole machlekes. According to the Chama, one is going to leave it there. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he's not going to leave such a rope there. Avoloi bechevel, but not with a regular rope. Rabbi Yehuda agrees with this case, just a regular standard rope that you can't tie to the bucket on Shabbos, because he's going to end up leaving it there, and it's going to be kashal kayama. And the next part of the Gemara should really say Rabbi Yehuda matir v'chulu, because this is going on the last section in which Rabbi Yehuda had said this rule: kol kasher she'enu shel kayama ein chayavan olav. So the Gemara asks, harabanan loy? This is not according to the Rabbanon. This is only a klal according to Rabbi Yehuda. And the answer is that it actually is in the Rabbanon. El rather begin tanin kadmiyasa b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, since the statement right beforehand in the Mishnah was said in the name Rabbi Yehuda, Taninu of Hadah, B'shem Rabbi Yehuda, this was also taught in the name Rabbi Yehuda, but this last statement in the Mishnah, this klal, is really according to everybody. And now we further explain this klal, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Kol Kasher She'enu Shel Kayama, Ein Chayav and Olav, and Shmuel says, B'shem Rabbi Zeira, clarifying, Kena Masnisa, this is what our Mishnah is saying, Kol Kasher She'enu Shel Kayama, V'hu L'Shah, Ein Chayav and Olav, any Kasher, which is not Shel Kayama, it's not long lasting, and it's meant to be only for a short amount of time, he's not going to be Chayav on, meaning it's 100% permitted to do such a thing, and it's important to make this emphasis, because there is such a thing called the Kasher She'enu Shel Kayama. It's not a long-lasting knot, but people will make it and leave it there for a long time. So even though officially in the Sailor's Book of Knots, it's not considered something that's a Kesher Shel Kayama, people will leave it for a long time. That's usur. It has to be a Kesher She'enu Shel Kayama, and people only leave it for a short amount of time, then that's okay. And moving on to Halacha Gimel, the Mishnah says, Mekabel Mesakelim Afilo Harba V'Chamisha Pamim. A person could fold clothing even 4 or 5 times. This is after they take their clothing off, they want it to be fresh. They could fold their clothing, and that's perfectly okay. That's only because they're going to be using it that very same Shabbos. They can't be folding it for after Shabbos because that's preparation for the week. Furthermore, Matzina Samitas Mila Shabbos L'Shabbos, one can also set the bed from Friday night to Shabbos day. Avoloi Mishabbos Motzei Shabbos, but Shabbos day, they can't set their bed because that's for Motzei Shabbos and that's ready preparing for after Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel Emer, he tells us, Mekabel Mesakelu Matzina Samitas Miyom Kippurim L'Shabbos, one is allowed to fold clothing and set their bed from Yom Kippur to Shabbos, meaning when Yom Kippur falls out on Friday, they're allowed to do so on Yom Kippur for Shabbos. And why is this? Because Chelvei Shabbos Kraven L'Yom Kippurim, the fats of karbonos that were brought on Shabbos are able to be burned on Yom Kippur. That's when Yom Kippur falls out on Matzei Shabbos. And so we see the Yom Kippur is a slightly lower level of Kedusha than Shabbos is. Therefore, when Yom Kippur falls out on Erev Shabbos, we can set our beds on Yom Kippur for Shabbos. Now, it's just important to note that this is back in the day when there were Mekadosh L'Chodesh al pi Re'iyah. They would see the moon and be Mekadosh L'Chodesh. Then there was a possibility of Yom Kippur falling out either on Friday or on Sunday. Nowadays, we have a set calendar. There's no such a thing. We never have Yom Kippur on Friday or Sunday. However, Rabbi Kiva argues with Rabbi Shmuel and says, that the fats of the karbanos that were brought on Shabbos are not able to be burned on Yom Kippur, and not the ones that were brought on Yom Kippur are allowed to be burned on Shabbos, and therefore no folding clothing or setting beds from Yom Kippur to Shabbos. Now the Gemara tells us, based Rabbi Yanai Amri, the based Mesh Rabbi Yanai said, Kibol b'shnayim aser, folding clothing with two people is aser. That's because it's folded really well, it's really solid and good, and it's like metakin money, it's like he's fixing something. And Rav Chagai says, b'shem Rav Shmuel bar Nachman, the same thing, ein mekaplim Shabbos b'shnayim, no folding clothing with two people on Shabbos. If a person folds clothing on a bench, he puts it on like a table or bench and folds it that way, command the inun train, it's as if it's two people folding it, because it can be folded properly even just with one person if he's using a bench or a table to help him. Rav Chaga says, Shabbos and Yontif really is just meant for achil and shtia, eating and drinking, because the pasuk says v'karasal Shabbos oineg, you should call Shabbos oineg something that's enjoyable, and so we should eat and drink on Shabbos and not learn at all. However, that's a proper girsa, since the mouth will become like rotten or moldy, it's going to go bad if it doesn't learn Torah. So itiru loy lasik behem b'devrei Torah, the chamur mater that a person is allowed to learn Torah on Shabbos. But really, the ikar is achil and shtia. However, now we have the exact opposite. Rabbi Rechia says b'shem Rabbi Chia Barva loy netnu Shabbos yom tayvim el lasik behem b'devrei Torah. Shabbos and yontif is only just a sin to learn Torah. However, since the person is also supposed to enjoy himself, he should have some food and drink. Masnisa Messiah bein l'dein bein l'dein. There are two brises. One is right for this one. One's right for the other one. Here's brisa number one. Ketzadu oisa. What's a person supposed to do on Shabbos? Tzadi hema beis on top. A yoshev aichel. Either he sits and eats. A yoshev aisek b'divrei Torah. Or he sits and learns. And that's mashma like the second man. Amar Rabbi Rechia. Technically, a person could go without eating on Shabbos, as Rabbi Rechia said. Really, a person should just be learning Torah, but he also should be eating a little bit. And that's what his brisa is saying. Either eat or learn. Meaning, there's a possibility that you could learn without eating. Now here's the second brisa. Kosav Achadomer. One pasuk says Shabbos hu Hashem. It's Shabbos for Hashem. The Kosav Achadomer. Another pasuk says, and it seems to be that it's proper to change the girsa to the following pasuk. Atzeres tia lachem. It it should be for you, and Haketzad, how are we supposed to reconcile this? Is it for Hashem or is it for you? And the answer is Ten Chilka Talmud Torah V'Chilka Lechav Lishtois. Part of it should be for learning, and part of it should be for eating and drinking. And that's like the first Manda Amar, that really one should be eating and drinking on Shabbos. It's just that you cannot go without learning; it's an impossibility. And therefore, you should also learn Torah. Another thing about Shabbos, Rav Avoh, he tells us when the pasuk says Shabbos LaHashem, we learn from here Shavois KaHashem. You should rest like Hashem. Makosh Baruch Hu Shavos Mimaimer. Just like Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he rested from saying things. There are no mamarim. There was only mamarim the 6 days of week, but the seventh day on Shabbos, Hashem didn't say anything to create. Af at Shavois Mimaimer, you should also rest from saying, meaning don't talk regular weekday mundane things on Shabbos. And Ma'aseh B'Chassid Echad, there was a story with a Chassid. Shiatzal Tal B'Karim B'Shabbos. He went to take a little bit of a walk through his vineyard on Shabbos. V'Rasham Pirtza Achas, and he saw that there was a breach in the wall. Chashav L'Gadrei, and he thought to himself, okay, you know what? I'm going to fix it. And B'Matzei Shabbos, Amar, he told himself, Hayel Chashati L'Gadra. Since I thought to myself on Shabbos that I'm going to fix it, Eini Gadrei Lames. I'm not fixing it at all whatsoever. I'm not repairing this breach in the fence because I even thought about doing something mundane on Shabbos. And Ma'apal Loyakosh Baruch Hu, what did Hashem do for him? Zimei Loy Suka Achas Shal Nitzpa. Hashem prepared him a branch of a caper bush. Valso Soicha, it went inside this breach in the fence, Vigodarta, and it fixed it because the caper bush grew and filled the whole breach. And Mimeno Hayu Nizoin, Mimeno Hayu Mesparnes, Kol Yomav. From that caper bush, this fellow got Mezoines, he got food, and he had Parnasa. He sold his fruits, as we see the great reward he did for his act of Chasidos. But again, it all had to do with Divrei Chol on Shabbos. Another thing that has to do with this, Rav Chanina says, Midaychek Hitiru Lishal Shalom B'Shabbos. It's only Midaychek that the Chachamim allowed people to say Shalom Aleichem, hello, how are you on Shabbos? Because really, it's technically Divrei Chol. And Rav Chibra Avoy tells us, Rav Shimon Yichai, Kad Hava Chami Le'ime Mishtaya Sagin, when he saw his mother speaking a lot on Shabbos, Hava Amrla, he would tell her, Ima, mother, Shovsahi, it's Shabbos. Tani, it's Tan Braisa, also it's by Tzracha B'Shabbos. A person is not to ask for his personal needs on Shabbos. And that's because since Hashem rested from creating things, a person should tell himself, I don't need anything. Everything is perfect. Everything's fine. So don't ask for personal needs on Shabbos. So Rav Zeir Shaul of Chia Barba, Ma'u Meima Re'inu Parnaseinu. What about saying these two words in benching in the Bracha of Rachim? We say these words and we're basically asking Hashem to take care of us and to give us Parnaso. Maybe we shouldn't say them. Amar Lehi, he told him, no. Taifiz Bracha's Kachin, that's the Nosach, that's the text of the Bracha. And so it's not like you're asking for a personal request. The main issue is the personal requests. One should not ask those on Shabbos. Another thing regarding Shabbos is really going back to the Mishnah where we had said the one's allowed to set their bed or fold their clothing. As there's something similar, Tani was taught in the Braisa, Medichin Kaisesu Ka'aris V'Tamchuyin, one's allowed to wash cups, bowls, and plates, Milele Shabbos L'Shachris, from Friday night to Shabbos day, Mishachris L'Chatzois, from Shabbos day to midday, Mechatzois to Mincha, and from midday to Mincha time. That's because he's always going to be needing it in the next stage. However, Min HaMincha L'Maila Aser, from Mincha and on, it's Aser to wash them because he doesn't need them for the rest of Shabbos. He only needs them for Matzah Shabbos, and it's also to repair from Shabbos to Matzah Shabbos. However, because it's mutter, in regards to cups specifically, one would be allowed to wash them from Mincha and on, She'ein Kevel Ashtia, because there's no set amount of time for drinking. It's not like you're only drinking during mealtime. You'll have drinks afterwards as well, so you're allowed to wash cups even after Mincha time on Shabbos afternoon. And once we mentioned washing dishes on Shabbos, here's a little bit of a trick the Gemara teaches us. Rabbi Yirmiya quotes Rabbi Zeiru, says, B'shem Rav Chiya Barashi, Isha Bikachas, a smart woman, Medicha Kaiskan, Ka'arakan, Tamchukan, she'll wash a cup over here and a plate over there and a bowl over there, meaning she'll wash dishes in different parts of her house. Nimtzes Marbetz's Beis B'Shabbos. Turns out that now she's been merabates her house on Shabbos. Back in the day, they had dirt floors, and often the dust and dirt got all over the place, and so they wanted to be merabates it. So during the week, they would sprinkle water on it to keep that dust and dirt tamped down. On Shabbos, this is usser. However, the trick that we were just taught is that if a woman washes her dishes all over the house, getting the water on the floor, that's a nice way to be able to tamp down the dust without being over the usser. Now we're going to bring up something that has to do with the next part of the Mishnah, whether we're allowed to do something from Shabbos to Yom Kippur, from Yom Kippur to Shabbos. Rav Zeir says, B'shem Rav Chizda, the Yom Kippurim Shechal Yais Erev Shabbos, that's a proper girsa. When Yom Kippur falls on an Erev Shabbos, Ein Taiken, we don't blow the shofar. This has to do with the minhag that they had back in the day, that there were six shofar blasts made Erev Shabbos. Each one was to signify something else, either to call people in from the fields or to tell people in the city to stop doing their work. Nowadays, in the very frum cities, there's a siren which sounds, which is somewhat reminiscent of that shofar. And that's what we're saying on Yom Kippur, which is Erev Shabbos, we can't blow the shofar to signify that it's Shabbos because this is a malacha on Yom Kippur. And furthermore, La'achar Shabbos, if Yom Kippur falls out of Matzei Shabbos, in Mavdilin, we're not going to do Havdalah. We know that when Yontif is Matzei Shabbos, we say Havdalah in Shmina Esrei because there are certain malachas that are permitted on Yontif that are not on Shabbos. But when Yom Kippur falls out of Matzei Shabbos, we don't do Havdalah in Shmina Esrei because Yom Kippur is just as Chamer as Shabbos. So the Gemara suggests, Mak Rabbi Kiva, it seems to be that this is like Rabbi Kiva of our Mishnah, because Rabbi Kiva said very clearly that no doing anything from Shabbos to Yom Kippur to Shabbos. Ram Rabbi Shmuel, however, according to Rabbi Shmuel, who's Makel in our Mishnah, to do things from Shabbos to Yom Kippur, Mavdil, a person should say Havdalah on Yom Kippur, Shekein Chal V'Shabbos Kirvim Yom Kippurim, because as he had said in the Mishnah, the fats of the Karbonos of Shabbos are able to be burned on Yom Kippur. However, Amar Rav Ezra, Kumi Rav Mano, Rav Ezra said in front of Rav Mano, Afilu Rabbi Shmuel lo yavdil. Even according to Rabbi Shmuel, we're not going to say Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos, which again is Yom Kippur. Why is that? Because Klomu Mavdil El Hatur Loi Davar Shu Asur Loi isn't the whole reason why we make Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos, is because now we're being matter to do something that we weren't allowed to do previously. Well, Ilu Hekter Chalvei Shabbos B'Shabbos, Shema Eino Motor. Let's say a kohen decided to burn the fats of the Karbanos of Shabbos on Shabbos. Would that not be permitted? Of course it's permitted. And so it's not like anything is more mutter on Yom Kippur than it was on Shabbos. Therefore, there's no reason to do Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos when it's Yom Kippur. However, Amar Shmuel Achad Rebrechia, he asks, V'yavdil, let him say Havdalah Matzah Shabbos when it's Yom Kippur. Shekachu matel adiach kvashim ushlakos, because on Yom Kippur it's actually mutter to wash off the pickled and cooked vegetables. This is in preparation for the Matzah Yom Kippur Suda, for the break fast, and one is not allowed to do that on Shabbos. If a person wants to have kvashim ushlakos and Matzah Shabbos from Lav Malka, on Shabbos he's not allowed to wash them off, but on Yom Kippur he is allowed to wash them off for Matzah Yom Kippur. And so Yom Kippur actually is a little bit more kuladik than Shabbos, therefore we should say Havdalah on Yom Kippur when it falls out Matzah Shabbos. However, Amar Rabbi Yosef responded to this, that klum hu mutter l'adich kvashim shlokos lo min mincha l'malon, isn't he only permitted to wash these kvashim and shlokos on Yom Kippur from mincha and onwards? As we had said, it's because he's getting them ready for Matzah Yom Kippur, so he's only allowed to wash them from mincha and onwards on Yom Kippur afternoon. That's not a reason to warrant saying Havdalah Matzah Shabbos right at the beginning of Yom Kippur. So the Gemara continues asking, so say Havdalah on Yom Kippur from Mincha onwards, which is basically at the end of Yom Kippur, since there's a particular kula over there over Shabbos, so we should say Havdalah at that point in time. As the Gemara of Shach, Kais Ein Kan, Ner Ein Kan, B'mahu Avdil. He doesn't have a cup of wine, he doesn't have a ner, so how is he going to make Havdalah? And Rav Avram, so Rav Avram responded to this, but Tefillah. He should say Havdalah and Tefillah in Shemana Esrei of Mincha on Yom Kippur. He should say in Nosach of Havdalah. Why don't we do this? And the Gemara does not answer the question. Hadron Elch Eluk Sharim, Mazel are finishing the 15th parak of Masechet Shabbos, just like we're going to finish this parak together. We should going to finish the entire Masechet together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, beginning the brand new parak. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.